You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Reading this story, and at first, I kind of had the same opinion as Jer-Bear over there that it's laziness. But then I thought, no, I think I might do this. Apparently, there's a new service that's being offered. It's a Christmas tree stylist service.
Oh, come on.
So what they do is they will actually even bring you a tree, and then they will stay there for a couple of hours and decorate it for you to make sure that it looks perfect for all your social media and all the Instagram, everything that you want to do. Mm-hmm. And here we go. It will cost you...
What is it?
$550.
What?
Well, you get the tree and you get all the ornaments, I would imagine. Or do you have to...
is that just for the time or
B-Y-O-O.
Yeah, I would imagine if they're bringing the tree... here we go. The fee includes a basic tree, some ornaments and decorations, and a visit from the stylist. So if you want a fancier tree or more expensive ornaments and decorations, you pay a little bit more. So at first, I'm like, oh, who would do that? And then I thought, well, now, wait a minute. If you're going to be hosting parties at your house and such, plus it takes some time. I'm not saying that this is for everybody, because there are some families that they want to do the...
That's their Christmas budget.
But for a lot of people, they're like, yeah, I'll pay $500. Somebody come in and make my house look like, you know, almost like out of a magazine or something. Yeah.
Like, how difficult is it to hang ornaments, you guys?
No, you need to have, have the right presence and make the tree look good.
It's all about placement.
It's a gift.
My husband, Chris, one time, not with me, this wife, but I've heard stories that on
Chris
their first...
Chris opens up about her husband's ex-wife.
Well, I heard a story that on their first or second Christmas together, she wanted the perfect tree so badly that she actually had Tim cut one of the branches off, drill a hole in the stump of the tree where that branch should be, like in a blank spot.
And stick it back in? It was like a branch transplant.
Yes, branch transplant.
She messed with nature.
And that's how sweet was.
Actually,
that's pretty good.
Because I would have said, idea. Oh, heck no, I'm not doing that.
Honey, will you please transplant this branch?
Move
that branch for me.
I would just turn the tree. Right?
The Lord.
I don't know. That's pretty funny.
Some more than others.
I think, I would pay to have somebody come. I'm a bachelor. I live by myself. So it's not like I have this big, you know, ceremony with all the family. It's like, no, it's just me. And I do the Christmas bush anyway instead of the Christmas tree.
Like, what are your qualifications for this?
What
do
you mean?
Like some sort of, you'd have
Having
to come
style?
With like a portfolio
yes,
and some
why
experience?
Would well, I was kind of chatting with Emily about this. I said, if you do this, on the side, like I think you should, you would need your own little site for it with a portfolio of photos of all the spectacular trees you've designed.
Mm-hmm. Look, this is only my third Christmas this year. It will only be the third one I've ever celebrated in my life. And
you need to explain why.
I grew up Jehovah's Witness, so never had that celebration in my family's life. And then I was a big Grinch once we got out of it for a while. But then, you know, the spirit just took over my little heart.
You.
And right. And it grew three sizes just like the Grinch. And I'm good now. I'm good. I like it. I like it a lot. And it really is like I hate to toot my own horn, but the very first Christmas tree I had, you know, I didn't know what. And it really is like the balance of like the personal and like the generic, like just the balls. And then, you know, you got your, I have a little bottle of nail polish. There's got to be a perfect blend. Mm-hmm. And then like you got to add the lights in a certain way if you want to do ribbon, if you want to do tinsel. And then the other thing is there's also themed trees, you know, like just like different colors where it's, you know.
Well, I think you offer this in your portfolio.
Yeah.
Apparently this service that I'm describing to you guys right now is only in London. They say that there aren't many people offering this particular service here in the United States of America, so there's a hole in the market, and you can
ridiculous.
Exploit it, and you can go after rich people and take their money and decorate their trees.
I'll tell you what, though, $550 I don't think is enough, because you know how expensive it costs like to start your own tree and like get the ornaments and everything? by the time you got the tree and bought the ornaments for the people, you'd be out money, and so you'd just be doing it
for free.
Right,
yeah, I wonder
what
how cost-effective
Here's what
it
you
is.
Do. You don't start this year. You start this next year. And December 27th, you go into all the stores, and you buy 8 billion ornaments and decorations at, what, like
Hobby
80%
Lobby.
Off yeah. kind of thing. Yeah. And then, but then, you know, you work that into your fee for next year at the normal rate. Like, hey, this is $200 worth of decorations you're getting, even though you only paid $40 for them.
Right. That's a great Sneaky. Idea. Or you could be really trendy and be like, my trees are all natural. And you just have a tree.
All
no
organic.
Ornaments.
My tree's organic.
Just, oh, you just pull one out of the ground and stick it in somebody's living room.
Chris, I don't think you're understanding the concept. So I want to put this guy, Paul, on the air because I was talking to him off the air. And Paul, I know I cut you off when you were starting to describe this to me, but it's only because you started your story by saying, hey, this one time I had a really bad infection.
Oh,
and I was
crazy.
Like, all right, look, hold on. Don't tell me anymore until we get on the air. This is not a gross story, is it?
Not at all. Not at all. It fits with your Christmas tree stuff.
All right.
So anyway, I had an infection. I missed 95 days of work.
Wow.
So it's pretty severe. So where I worked, they would give us Christmas trees. And so I can't go to work. I'm at home. I'm just utterly miserable. I mean, I'm doing the best just to get out of bed.
Yeah.
So my buddies bring a tree over, and they set it up. They told me that it was there. So one day I'm feeling somewhat energetic, and so I tell my daughter, I'm going to decorate the tree. And she's like, okay, I'll get the ornaments out. So she gets them out and sets them over there. So it takes me probably 20 minutes just to walk from my bedroom to the front room where the tree is.
Yeah.
Well, by the time I get there, you know, I have to untangle the lights. So I just found the lights that worked and just kept them in that wad, bald nest of lights that you get somehow over the season.
Right.
And just stuffed them in different areas of the tree.
Just one big ball in the middle.
Called it good.
Nice. That's a man tree right
that
there.
That is how a man decorates.
Done.
And you blamed it on the infection. That's
so what was infected?
Well, yeah, forget the tree.
I had gotten a pneumonia-induced staph infection.
Oh, I don't want that.
You
want
to make out?
Holy cow.
Yeah.
How did you catch that? Do they tell you how you get that?
Raw chicken,
well,
I think.
I got pneumonia, and what happens is you never get rid of that low-grade fever, and basically it just settles somewhere in your body, and that's where it's a mess.
But you're all better now, right?
Oh, yeah, that was like way years ago.
All right, good.
Well, I appreciate your call. I like the wad of lights idea. It's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Well, what I don't understand is you can put them all, it doesn't matter how you put them away, by that next year they're in a ball. And I don't know if they do that in the summertime.
Yeah, they get hot and they tighten up in the heat.
In the night, right, in the dark of night. Paul, have a great weekend, buddy.
You too, guys. Bye.
Thanks for being on the show.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.